This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Senate Bill 26-135 would permanently raise Colorado's TABOR cap while marketing a 10-year education earmark to voters. Denver fear. Colorado lawmakers have introduced Senate Bill 26-35 with 42 Democrat sponsors to refer a ballot question to November 2026 voters. The question would ask whether the state should increase K-12 education investment for the next 10 years. But a review of the 13-page bill text and the Legislative Council staff fiscal note, published March 10, reveals the measure does far more than the ballot language describes. It permanently raises the state's TABOR spending cap with no sunset, reduces taxpayer refunds by an estimated $817 million in the first year alone, and allows the legislature to spend surplus retained revenue on anything it chooses. There is Senate Bill 35. The legislature is referring to the November ballot bill, basically a bill that will gut TABOR, Colorado's taxpayers' Bill of Rights, Kim Monson said on The Kim Monson Show. Now, we have seen workarounds and undercutting TABOR. This is an all-out assault. What the bill actually does. Section 2477302, subsection 1, of the bill states that for state fiscal years commencing on or after July 1, 2027, the state may retain and spend state revenues that the state otherwise would have been required to refund under TABOR. That language contains no end date. The state's authority to keep revenue above the TABOR cap begins in 2027 and continues indefinitely. The education spending component, by contrast, is time-limited. Section 2477302, subsection 2b, directs the legislature to fund a new positive factor for school districts for each state fiscal year beginning on or after July 1, 2027, and before July 1, 2037, a 10-year window. The positive factor distributes approximately $203.6 million annually to districts for increasing teacher pay, improving teacher retention, lowering class sizes, and expanding access to career and technical courses. Section 2477302, subsection 2c, then states that after making the appropriations or transfers required for education, the General Assembly may appropriate or transfer money in the account for any other purpose for that same fiscal year. Even during the 10-year education period, surplus retained revenue beyond the positive factor goes to the general fund for unrestricted spending. After fiscal year 2036-37, the education earmark expires, but the cap raise does not. The fiscal note states this explicitly. After fiscal year 2036-37, there are no restrictions on how the additional revenue retained under this bill may be spent. The scale of the refund reduction. The fiscal note projects an $807 million reduction in TABOR refunds in fiscal year 2027-28, the first year of implementation. That breaks down to $319.8 million from the income tax rate reduction, $285.3 million from the six-tier sales tax refund, and $201.9 million from property tax refunds. Of the $807 million retained, approximately $203.6 million would go to schools through the positive factor. The remainder, over $600 million in year one, would be available for general fund spending. The bill raises the maximum amount of revenue the state can retain from $21.19 billion under the current referendum C-cap to $26.211 billion, a $4.8 billion increase equal to the state's K-12 education funding for fiscal year 2026. The measure does not raise tax rates, according to Chalkbeat, Colorado. Instead, it would reduce or eliminate the annual TABOR refunds that Colorado taxpayers have received in recent years. What the ballot language says versus what it does not. Section 8 of the bill prescribes the exact ballot title voters will see. Shall state investment in K-12 public education increase 2% each year for the next 10 years, with investments used to increase teacher pay, improve teacher retention, lower class sizes, and increase access to career and technical courses, without raising taxes, but instead funded by raising the annual limit on state fiscal year spending only by the amount the state spends on public K-12 education as a voter-approved revenue change, and requiring an annual publicly released independent audit to show how the new investments are spent. The ballot language includes an audit requirement, but does not mention that the Tabor cap raise is permanent. It does not mention that surplus revenue beyond the education allocation goes to general fund for any purpose. It does not disclose the $817 million first-year refund reduction or any dollar amount, and it does not tell voters that after 10 years, all retained revenue is unrestricted. Natalie Menton, a Colorado Liberty advocate who analyzed the bill for Free State Colorado, called the gap between the ballot language and the bill text a transparency failure. "They're trying to slide it by," Menton said in a video analysis of the legislation. "There's a set time for how money's dispensed, but it is indefinite, permanently, giving up Tabor refunds, and they want to shield that." The spending debate. Supporters argue Colorado schools are critically underfunded. Two state-commissioned adequacy studies found the state needs between $3.5 billion and $4.1 billion more annually to fund schools adequately, according to Chalkbeat Colorado. The National Education Association ranks Colorado 46th nationally in starting teacher salaries. Senator Barbara Kirkmeyer, a Republican, noted that education's share of the state general fund has fallen from 40% in 2000 to 27% today, according to the Colorado Springs Gazette. The state also faces an $850 million general fund shortfall in fiscal year 2026-27, and lawmakers may need to reimpose the negative factor, the budget mechanism that underfunded K-12 schools relative to constitutional requirements from 2010 through 2024. Critics counter that K-12 spending has already risen substantially. A report from the Common Sense Institute found total K-12 spending rose 24% between 2020 and 2025, from $14.6 billion to $18.1 billion, according to the Gazette. Per-student expenditure increased 48% since 2018. Yet instruction's share of that spending fell from 45.9% to 41.6%, suggesting additional money is not reaching classrooms proportionally. K-12 education is getting a lot of money as it is, Monson said on the show, questioning whether the underfunding narrative justifies eliminating taxpayer refunds. John Calderew of the Independence Institute called the bill another end run around Tabor to take away taxpayer refunds, according to the Gazette. The Colorado Accountability Project criticized the bill for cherry-picking from adequacy studies while ignoring recommendations about funding formula reform and targeted spending on struggling schools. Voters have said no before. Colorado voters have repeatedly rejected attempts to modify Tabor refunds. Proposition CC in 2019 would have permanently ended refunds. Voters turned it down. Proposition HH in 2023, which tied a temporary cap raise to property tax relief, was rejected by more than 70% of voters, according to the Summit Daily News. The last successful Tabor modification was Referendum C in 2005, a five-year spending timeout championed by Republican Governor Bill Owens. That measure freed up an estimated $3.7 billion, though the Great Recession consumed the final 2 years of the timeout period. Tabor surpluses have been shrinking rapidly, $3.7 billion in 2022, $3.5 billion in 2023, $1.3 billion in 2024, and roughly $300 million in 2025. Colorado is expected to fall under the Tabor cap entirely in the current tax year due to slowing economic growth and federal tax policy changes, according to the Summit Daily News. What comes next? The bill is scheduled for its first hearing before the Senate Finance Committee on Thursday, March 12. Because the measure is a ballot referral rather than a constitutional amendment, it needs only a simple majority in both chambers to reach the ballot. Democrats hold large majorities in the legislature, and no governor's signature is required, according to the Summit Daily News. Passage through the legislature is widely expected. The November vote will test whether framing the question around teacher pay and school funding can succeed where broader Tabor modifications have failed, and whether voters will repass the 10-year education language to recognize the permanent cap raise beneath it. "Government's basically going to say we want to keep it all," Monson said, "and the answer on that should be no." And now, Kim's perspective. Colorado taxpayers have rejected Tabor modifications twice in recent years, and for good reason. Senate Bill 26-135 is the most sophisticated attempt yet. Market a permanent Tabor cap raise as a temporary education measure. Bury the general fund overflow in subsection C, and write ballot language that never mentions the word permanent. The fiscal note confirms the game. $817 million in refunds vanish in year one, and after 10 years, every dollar of retained revenue goes wherever the legislature decides. Tabor is the only constitutional check that forces the government to ask permission before keeping your money. This November, voters need to read the fine print. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.